came down. This was during the war, and then after that, I met John Chief, who was like a big brother to me, really. And as a teenager, I used to spend my holidays come down and staying with them, like a member of the family, on the farm and help and so on. I was a friend of the family then, until they died, of course, really. I think they owned the corner cottage on the bottom of Mill Lane and...
it's not called Corner Cottage now, is it?
I don't know, but...
No. Is that where Mandy Bell lives?
Possibly.
I think so,
on
yes.
The corner.
It's on the corner
West
there.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And,
that was left to John's sister when the old man died. That
yes, time. John's sister, Rosina, was a nurse, and she was initially in Cheltenham Hospital, and... I can't tell you why, but I was down here, must have been at Christmas time, and there was a ball in Cheltenham Hospital, and they had, the Chiefs had an old Austin 7, which they called the Spitfire, and we were all dressed up in dicky bows, you see, to go to this dance, and the back tyre was flat, and so John said, you change the wheel and I'll... He was quite strong. He said, I'll hold the back of the car up. Well, you change the wheel.
That's how we
that's, are. That's what we did.
When they used to live in Cotswold, John and Monica and the girls, it was the first house then. And when the old man died and they went into the farm, the grandpa, the clock wouldn't fit in, so he cut the top of it. And it was an Adam clock, so he, those bits of
he said, it won't
he
fit.
Cut them off and he said, oh, the made a damn good fire.